This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is no legally justifiable rationale for not answering the questions he was asked. He's hiding behind this. He simply wants to hide his views from the American people.
Chuck Schumer on the warpath. We know what this is all about. You know, talking about Russia, talking about what the week that was, I think, in Washington, D.C., and still a lot of mystery surrounding health care. And so once again, we start on that open question. Hey, hey, everybody. Kay Delaney, America Tonight. I say keep calm and hang on to everything. Right? Yeah. So Vice President Pence is facing a lot of backlash for a couple of things. And, I mean, really the main thing is the Freedom Caucus photo, because the Freedom Caucus is standing in the way of what is going on with the Republican health care. And if you look at how many times it's been shared, I mean, that's part of it. So what you had was a tweet from the VP of his and President Trump's meeting with the House Freedom Caucus. And that's not a surprise that they tweeted. And Pence said, appreciated joining POTUS for a meeting with the Freedom Caucus again. And then it was hashtag pass the bill. The photo of the meeting on the replacement didn't include any women. So it was a room full of men, which they were the law. You know, they're the Freedom Caucus. That they made up the Freedom Caucus. So in the picture, what you see is like 25 men, no kidding, 25 men. So Senator Patty Murray wrote, I know many of you know Patty Murray, she wrote, a rare look inside the Republican Women's Health Caucus. Whoa. And then what also came out was different tweets that people wrote to jump on the what the room looked like, and different comedians just were ripping it, saying things I couldn't even actually say here on the airwaves without having to have Daniel, who's excellent at what he does, bleep me out all over the place. And even one of the tweets said, oh, the diversity is inspiring. Oh, wait, sarcastically. Well, the Freedom Caucus doesn't have any female members. So that's what you saw. You just saw what was the caucus. He wasn't. So he's getting heat because of what that photo looked like. And that was the room. I mean, so, hey, that was the room. But he, I don't know. How does he take heat for taking a picture of what is? It's the reality. It's not fake news. This is the Freedom Caucus, and there weren't women on it. But it's like the shot heard round the world. Izzy, right at the top. We love it. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Hey, Kate. I have my little rant about Wounded Warriors Project.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, number one, this is my personal opinion. They're absolute bastards. That's my personal opinion of them. They go after, and I brought this up a couple of years ago on your show. They go after the little guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that actually started Wounded Warriors, he was a general back in 2003. Wounded Warriors Project sued him, and they ended up having to pay this clown $1.7 million.
I remember that. I remember you talking about that.
And if you want to know the truth about this group, under FOIA, ask them for their 990 tax forms. That tells the story.
Yeah.
Because everything is listed there, and they cannot refuse it. If they do, you go to your senator or your representative, and you have them request it on your behalf.
Yeah.
Because they're taking in now over $300 million a year, roughly.
Of course.
But if you want a really good charity to donate to for veterans, Gary Sinise Foundation.
Oh, he's
that
the best.
That money goes to the veterans and or their families, as well as cops.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
A dime. I wouldn't even give a penny to Wounded Warrior Project. They are such bullies, it is despicable. But on another note, moving right along, yes, you have to go to India.
India. Yeah, I want to go to India. Bob Ney wants to go to India and make that happen. Have you been to India?
I most certainly have, twice. I loved it. I loved the food. And I love all the colors, and the festival go in, I think it's November, first part of November. They have the Festival of Light. It is absolutely amazing.
Really? Oh,
oh
I want to go.
Yes, you have to go. And if you need a place to stay, my doctor said, anytime you want to go, let me know, and you can stay with my folks that I'd like. I have the most wonderful endocrinologist from India.
What no kidding.
Oh,
what
I
a
see.
Story. So you like the people. Did you see the Taj Mahal and everything?
I did. But I like to go to the older parts. I like to go to the more down-to-earth parts. I don't do any of the upscale stuff. I want to get back in with all the open markets and the food vendors and all that kind of stuff. So when I've traveled to foreign countries, I find, like in Japan, the old Ginza, when I was in Egypt, I went to the old market, different place. The only place I didn't stray was when I was in Nigeria. Did not go too many places. That was a bad trip. But, yeah, go to India. And the next time I get on, we're going to talk about wolves, because I heard you tell that story, and we're going to have a little chat about the misconception of wolves.
I love that.
Wolf lady.
A wolf lady. I
yeah.
love that.
I was given the name by a Nez Perce chief. A little running wolf. That was
little running name. Wolf.
Yep, because I worked back in the 90s. I worked diligently on the wolf relocation project.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a little chat about the behavior of wolves and the fact that they don't attack humans and little girls traveling through the woods. Anyway, I'll let go.
All right.
So somebody else can talk.
Oh, I love that. I just wrote that down. I'm going to ask you about the relocation project. Izzy is fabulous. And about the lesson about the wolves. Nothing gets by Izzy. Let me tell you that. Just nothing does. So whatever we were talking about, who knows if it was my sarcasm. I'm sure that she's like a steel trap. She has got it, that's for sure. You know, speaking of wolves, and I know some of you listening have this same problem. Do you have bobcats somewhere circling near your house? I didn't realize how, I'm going to say, bad the bobcat problem was. But we do have some bobcats that roam the neighborhood and some coyotes. So if you're out at a particular time of night, you may see one of those creatures. Oh, and then there's the armadillos that occasionally you see as well. I mean, I don't have to go to the zoo. I have a zoo a few feet outside of my house. Only it's only open at 3 a.m. Movies coming up next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, time to go to the movies. As I said, you know, it's interesting. People ask me, what do you do in your off time? Is there really ever an off time? Should have asked Izzy that. I think in her lifetime, she had like four job reincarnations of things that I believe that she liked to do. And some of us are kind of that way. Like where there's a couple of different directions. They call them verticals now. Let's put it that way. So what I do like to do to chill, get away from, social media, whatever it is go to the movies. But I'm picky about the movies because sometimes the movies are just, let's face it, they're so bad. They're so bad. And it's, you got to dig deep, man, into your wallet to go to the movies. And when everything streams, I talk about the streaming. When you've got streaming in front of you that is better than what you're seeing on the big screen, it doesn't always make sense. Now, if you have kids, you have grandkids, you have nieces, nephews, or darn, you just like those Power Rangers, because Power Rangers have been around for a long time, my friends, then you might be checking out this new one that's dropping called Power Rangers. Here it is.
None of us really know each other.
We're all screw-ups.
But somehow, we were all in the same place at the same time when Billy found those coins.
Guys, check out how we glow.
I'm blue.
No, I'm black.
What?
I am.
No, you're not.
No.
Did you get weird?
But strong.
I'm saying he's strong.
The answer to what is happening to you is here. You five are the Power Rangers.
Did I just hear you say we're Power Rangers?
Is this some kind of joke? We're talking to a wall.
I was kind of expecting a little more.
So where were you last night?
Me and four kids found a spaceship buried underground. I'm pretty sure I'm a superhero.
Cool. Pee in that cup.
Power Rangers were a legion of warriors. You must become those warriors.
It's the hologram, like a video game.
That's a brand.
Not a video game.
You were born for this.
I'll destroy everything.
She is pure evil.
How do you expect us to stop her?
It's morphin' time.
Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it.
A lot of gold.
This is your destiny. This is your time.
You get it. This is your destiny. This is your time, Power Rangers. So we all know what the Power Rangers are, right? If you don't know, let me entertain you. Five ordinary teens must become something extraordinary when they learn that their small town of Angel Grove and the world is on the verge of, well, being obliterated by an alien threat. Sound familiar? This is fantasy. Chosen by destiny, as they mentioned, our heroes discover they are not the only ones who can save the planet. And bada bing, budget to make this sucker $105 million. Will they make it up? They will, I bet, because Power Rangers are frankly popular. We move from Power Rangers to life. Check this out. Life. Ba-dum-bum.
Congratulations. Do you have any idea who the father is?
Shut up.
Well, story time.
All right, let's go. 3, 2, 1. This is Dr. David Jordan. Our mission is to intercept a research pod from Mars.
16 steps to fix a shower.
I'm an astronaut, not a gym teacher.
This is the first capsule ever to come back from the planet.
We have visual confirmation.
I see it.
This could be a major scientific breakthrough.
Come on. Woo! Kill Instagram!
We're looking at the first proof of life beyond Earth. Lowering oxygen, more carbon dioxide. It's beautiful.
You're finally a daddy.
It's going to be a big custody battle over this one.
Are you going to bring the Martian back to Earth?
No, we're going to keep it up here. We're going to study it. We're safe.
Look how fast it's growing. Every single cell is a muscle cell and a nerve cell.
All muscle. All brain.
How smart is this thing?
These creatures wiped out Mars millions of years ago. If we let it get to Earth,
we'll risk all human life.
Let's kill the thing.
Good night, moon. Good night, room. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light and red balloon.
What is the primal instinct of any life form?
To survive.
Good night, stars.
We've lost all communication.
Good night, air.
We'll hit the atmosphere in 39 minutes.
We won't survive re-entry.
But it could.
Good night.
This is everywhere.
All right, so not to spoil it for you, but pretty much that sums it up. What you heard there, the best parts of life, you know, these astronauts that include Jake Gyllenhaal are in this International Space Station. It's cutting-edge stuff, and they're trying to come up with this important discovery, one of the biggest for human history, for mankind. We'll see if there's any cha-ching in life. It got okay ratings by those who saw it. And we send you out with this final movie called Chips.
We're the California Highway Patrol. This job is crucial. Without us out there,
come on, no one can get hurt.
California Highway Patrol think they have some crooked cops. They want you to go on the inside.
Go undercover within a department? That's awesome.
We put you with a rookie named John Baker.
Tell him my plan.
Francis Llewellyn Poncherello.
Are the first two female names?
John, I like you. You remind me of my husband.
He is really handsome.
You've had 23 surgeries? You can ride a motorcycle, I'll give you that.
Yes, ma'am. Like a mother.
No.
What's up? I'm John.
Poncherello.
Awesome, man. We're partners. Let's kick this off with the real thing.
Oh, shoot.
You're homophobic or whatever. That's cool.
No. You think I'm homophobic?
John Baker?
Baker?
Oh!
CHP.
Pretty badass. Being all suited up for battle.
What, looking like UPS drivers? Super cool.
Go Brown, right? This job is my one shot at saving my marriage.
What are you wearing?
My uniform.
It's like you're three beers too intimate.
I'm a tough motorcycle cop. I got no emotion.
What's your job?
Find the dirty cops.
Check it. You're FBI.
Yep. Hey, we need to focus. Are you kidding me right now? I'm just like kind of powerless when it comes to yoga pants, you know?
Let's get you out of this parking lot. You have a visible erection. You think you can ride with that?
I don't know. We don't know who in this department is in on this.
We're like Jay-Z and Beyonce. We are ride or die.
I'm Jay-Z.
We're in pursuit.
What's your 20?
I'm northbound. Southbound.
You screw up this case.
You're fired.
You got a legitimate lead, buddy.
We have a suspect's head. That's a victory.
Nasty.
I was trying.
Just damn nasty.
I need to get into some warm water.
I'm not going to carry you there.
I saved your life yesterday.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to bring it up.
Grab me and get it over
fine
with.
You
face planted my...
No. There was no contact.
I could have swore I felt you.
All right, you get it. The California Highway Patrol. Oh, looks like fun, right? Think of Michael Pena, Kristen Bell, Adam Brody. I think this one might find a bit of an audience, although it didn't rate very high in those who reviewed it. Ah, what do critics know? If you go to the movies, enjoy. Send me your cheap review at americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Jill Schippelbein, author of this incredible new book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. And who doesn't need that? Jill, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So I guess the first question is, let's talk about good communication skills. Jill, do you know the big secret? There aren't any.
I don't know that it's such a secret anymore. You know, in our world today, the way that we access information has just fundamentally shifted so much. And even in our attention spans and the way we learn, it's all gotten shorter and it's all gotten more micro and bite-sized. And to me, so many businesses, I mean, it's one of the top skills always requested from new hires is good communication skills. But I wrote this book to address that good communication skills aren't enough. It's not about being able to write a grammatically correct sentence or say a speech without using or but even though those are important things, good communication doesn't equal results. And in our economy today, every single business I know is not looking to stay status quo. They're looking to change and push those results.
Yeah, so that's a great place to start, to change and push the results. So of all the different strategies, and I know this is a tough question to boil down because that's why you put it into 27 strategies, I imagine. What was the one that really bowled you over where you said, wow, this is it? This is it in a nutshell.
My favorite strategy, Kate, by far, not because it's completely what I feel revolutionary, but it's presented in a different way for people to really make it palatable, is that we now live in an information economy, or as some call it, an information democracy. And because of that, you're a business owner, whether you're an entrepreneur, you own your own thing, you're a solopreneur, or you're the manager of a massive corporation, the face of sales has fundamentally changed, and it's no longer sufficient to have salespeople who follow the old model know how to go out there and give information, give features, give specs, maybe drop a benefit or two. That's not going to entice a customer because 87% of them have done a significant amount of research on you and or your product or service before even having a first dialogue. So the way we approach sales needs to fundamentally shift, and there's a whole section on the book with different strategies for that.
Ooh, so that's definitely useful. I know that a lot of ears have perked up, I'm sure, listening to this, listening to America Tonight, because so many people are in sales. In fact, really, Jill, all of us are in sales in some way.
We are, whether you are employed by someone or maybe looking for a new job, the way you're presenting yourself online fundamentally shifts how employers are looking for you. Again, good communication, having this perfect resume and a well-written cover letter, well, those fundamentals are still important. It is not enough because people are searching your digital footprint. People are searching your social media profiles. People are searching for any other documented history that lends credibility to what you submit on that resume. So even as a job seeker, the world has fundamentally shifted.
Yeah, I love the names of your chapter. So clever. One of them, Oh the Humanity, where you talk about public communication strategies that help you connect. Oh, so vital. So give us a strategy that helps us connect.
You know, when it comes to public communications, so many companies, again, are so stuck in the old PR mindset where you stick to company lines and you're quoting your mission, vision, values, and those things are important, and the bigger picture why is still very crucial. But now when organizations face a crisis, for example, it's not like back in the 80s, you know, in Tylenol where information was semi-siloed until the media, the mass media, could drip stuff out about it and they had time to make a correction. Now when a crisis hits, like Southwest Airlines, for example, last July when they had a major technical outage that impacted 250,000 customers, people within seconds of being impacted about it were sharing information via social media. And so the way companies have to be public and respond has to shift. It's not just about giving facts, though you can lead with those, but it's making a genuine human connection with your consumer or potential consumer that keeps them in that communication game with you, that helps them co-create that story instead of just a singular narrative that a company pushes out.
Yeah. What was really cool is that you talked to a lot of interesting people in the book. How did you decide who you were going to talk to?
You know, I think in our environment today, and this is one of the things when it comes to, like I said, the information economy, information democracy that we have, people do not exist in a vacuum anymore. And the most successful businesses and entrepreneurs have stopped looking at people as competition and started looking at them as collaborators. Mm. And for this book, I wanted to bring on 27 other rock stars who had insights that were even in many cases different than mine, because that's what adds real value now, seeing that as a collaboration. And Kate, as you know, we chatted and I wanted to put you in the media chapter because you have a ton of experience in radio and in media, much more than I do. So I think it's silly of me to say, oh, well, you're going to shine in this book, I shouldn't put you in. Instead, I say, you're a collaborator. You're part of this community. And then your community comes on board. My community gets introduced to yours. And we find like-minded people who are able to help each other out.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea, too, just the different voices. It's just tremendous. I think what a clever thing for you to do to pull in, as you said, people who look at things a little bit differently, and they may see something differently than you do. And the same thing for this book going out into the world, which I think makes it so invaluable. One of the other chapters I thought that was terrific was just boiling it down right in the beginning to the bare basics. And you talk about the things you need to understand about communication. What do we need to understand about communication?
You know, I am a teacher at heart, right? I taught at a university for 11 years, so some of that still comes out that I'm big on. Get the foundations down before you can understand the rest. The book was written that any problem you're facing, you open up a chapter, and you can read that one chapter. You don't have to read it cover to cover to get actionable insights. But when it comes to the basics, one of the mistakes people are making, and again, this is is how sales and businesses changed in this economy we now face, is that with people doing their research before someone even has a dialogue with you. So, you know, Kate, we know each other in different areas mm-hmm. of life and coming into the show and talking about this. But for a lot of your guests, for example, who have never had a conversation with you in person, there is still a massive communication history that exists. And that's between your guest and other radio show hosts they've experienced, other interviews they've experienced, other media industry experiences they have, other experiences listening to your show or other similar shows, people who interact with you, your producers, your salespeople. All of those interactions are coloring and adding flavor to the history that exists before you even open your mouth with them. And everyone needs to understand that that history does have a perceived reality, and understanding that is valuable.
Absolutely. You nailed it. It is very valuable. You listening? Everybody out there in America tonight lands. It is incredibly valuable. People have no idea. I think when there's somebody out front, what's behind and the massive amount of work, and you bring up another thing, branding slash communication, I think part of that goes hand in hand. Now everybody seems to have personal brands. Have you noticed that?
That's a shift, and I think I've said this shift in the new economy about 5 times already, but it's true, and that's when you think of books that are out there that address a lot of business problems that were written, foundational books, that advice, the groundwork is still solid, but it just needs an update into what we face today, because a lot of people who started a business 20 years ago would not be able to start that same business and succeed in the same way in the economy that we have now, and it's a fundamental shift. And when people are thinking of the personal brands they create for themselves, it's not just the digital footprint and all of those communication histories that go into it, but it's really about what value are you providing the outside world. So let's say you work within a company. You can still have your own personal brand, but what value are you providing the outside world in your social media posts, in your blogs, in communication that you put out to the world, videos? Most people now are video producers in some way, shape, or form, whether it's Facebook Live or YouTube or something simple that they send to family and friends. We are producers of mass quantities of information, and that all goes into your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought another good chapter and a good way to wrap this up is speak out, speak up, giving presentations that inspire action. So important, right?
It is, and I think this is one of the sections with, I think, 4 chapters behind it, and it's all about not only understanding that a good presentation doesn't check boxes off, and I think so many people, I imagine most people listening, have had an intimidation or nervous factor behind a public speech before. I mean, I do this for a living, and every time I get on stage, I get butterflies because I want to knock it out of the park. But when we do that, oftentimes when we get those nerves, it's because we're comparing ourselves to some perceived reality of what a public speaker needs to be. And we shy away from putting our authentic selves out there. And even though I think that word authentic may be a little overused in our world today, it's true because people don't want this completely scripted, memorized, robotic speech. People want a speech, one of the words you said earlier, Kate, that helps you connect to other people. So it's more about making that emotional connection before you put out those logical pieces of information or rational pieces. And it's a combination of those. Even the most hardwired logicians that I know can still connect to a good story and still feel something. So it's about communicating in a way that, again, it's not this perfectly structured speech. It's about how you have an experience for your audience.
All right, so you're crazy if you don't get this book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. Amazon, obviously, is one place that people will be able to go and pick it up, Barnes and Noble as well. And if they want more information, Jill, they can go to dynamiccommunicationbook.com, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Good luck with the book, and I hope everybody picks it up. As Jill said, I'm in one of the chapters, and I was really honored to be in it, and it's just a terrific, terrific read, no question about it. Thanks, Jill.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Tell you a story, and it starts with time, moves to how you live and learn how to die. Another face in this world that brings death to life.
We're continuing conversation on the power of story, and who better to talk about that than Waldo Waldman. You know him as a CSP and a Hall of Fame speaker. He's an author, obviously motivational speaker, and leadership consultant, both of those. Because sometimes you want to differentiate. And he's the founder of the Wingman Foundation. He's definitely a decorated fighter pilot, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, combat veteran. He flew 65 combat missions. He's the author of Never Fly Solo, a New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller. And he's won a ton of awards. It would eat up all of VOE if we talked to him about all the awards during his military and speaking career, which is tremendous. And he also has an MBA. As well, to throw that into the middle of everything. Waldo, thanks so much for talking with us.
Great to be here, Kate.
So your story, let's talk specifically about your story. First, let's go to your military service. I know that, you went to the Air Force Academy, and I know that I mentioned that you had the 65 combat missions. You were part of, what was it, Operation Allied Force in Yugoslavia and enforcing the no-fly zone in Iraq as well. Tell us about why you went into the military and what that was like going through the Air Force Academy and coming out on the other end.
To me, it was about challenge.
I love challenge. I want to wake up every day pushing myself, challenging myself to grow. My dad always wanted me to go to West Point or Annapolis, but I'm like, there's no way I'm making up at 6 a.m. for 4 years, Dad. There's no way. And then one of my guidance counselors mentioned the Air Force Academy to me. He shared some stories about opportunity, about the military, things that I was what I call innocently ignorant about. And that mentor coached me, enlightened me, and set me on a trajectory that really helped me land where I am today. And the military for me wasn't just about flying. You know, the Air Force wasn't just about flying. It was being in an environment where I was challenged, where I could push myself, where I can grow mentally, physically, academically, all those things. So it was a perfect opportunity for me. And then I eventually graduated, became an instructor pilot, and then a fighter pilot, combat missions, the whole nine yards, and then I got out of active duty in after 11 years, joined the reserve, stayed in for another 12, went to graduate school, worked in sales and marketing, and now I'm a speaker, obviously. But it was about really the challenge. I just love to be pushed.
Well, and loving to be pushed, you know, not for nothing, it's not so easy to be an F-16 fighter pilot. What was it like the first for you, the first flight?
Well, it was about preparation, really, about strapping in, being excited and thrilled, but knowing that you couldn't wing it. You know, flying a jet or sitting on a stage or standing on a stage doing a speech, I always say wingman never wing it. Mm-hmm. The challenge, the excitement, the fact that I put blood and sweat and energy into the things that were necessary for me to get in that cockpit was amazing. It was a gift. But here is the kicker about flying fighters to me in the military service and even as in our profession as entrepreneurs. It's that you have to earn your wings every day. Every time you strap in, you better be relevant. You better know the latest, greatest tactics and technologies. You better be able to look to your left and right and have a wingman, people in your life who you can go to for help. So it's about evolution, about being relevant. It's about grit and sweat and finally loving what you do. Because if you don't love flying fighters and being in combat and experiencing the thrill, the sacrifice, and if you don't love being on stage and earning that paycheck, you know, commanding our fee, I call it, rather than demanding it, then we have to do something else that we're willing to put the time and energy in, because our commitment, you know, at the end of the day is only tested when the fun stops.
Yes, I like that, when the fun stops. So obviously you're still having a lot of fun and you're commanding it. But when you first took off and made that transition from flying, doing the military life and what you were doing there to the stage, what was your story like then when you made that transition?
I didn't know I always wanted to be a speaker. Many folks don't know that I overcame massive claustrophobia, panic attacks as a fighter pilot. It's part of my story. I was afraid of heights. There was all a bunch of things that I had to deal with to stay in the cockpit, to be relevant and get all the awards that I've got, that I received, and to succeed in combat. But when I got out, I wanted to be in the business world. I love the creativity component of it, the fact that you can carve your own path. As we all know, in the military, there's very little creativity. You have your orders, you have your plan, and you follow it. It's fun, but it just lacks that uniqueness as far as creating a future that's unique to your passion. So I went, got my MBA, and then I was in a couple of sales jobs. I was in technology sales, working in a distribution, selling defense contracting software. And then I was in merger and acquisitions, consultative sales, commission only. I did that for a few years, making $0 to $30K a month. And then I started selling for 3.5 months for an independent team building company. There were a bunch of military folks who did team building. And they said, Wally, you're a fighter pilot. We'd love to help you, or we'd love you to help us sell. I sold for them, and then I learned the business that way in my part time. And then a few years after that, I started speaking. The bottom line is this. If you want to make it in our profession, if you're going to talk about sales, get into sales. If you want to talk about leadership, put yourself into leadership positions, even if it's on a nonprofit board or a volunteer position. Earn your wings. I love to say we have many thought repeaters and very few thought leaders, right?
Yeah.
Don't just spew... Right? Don't just spew the stuff you're reading from a Tony Robbins or a John Maxwell book. Get out there, get experience, and demonstrate the scars, the battle damage, the victories and failures, so when you take the platform, they say, wow, he or she has been there, done that, they have credibility. And that's what I wanted to do before I decided to become a speaker. Put in the time, don't just read books, and go to NSA conventions. Get experience. It'll make you more relevant, more viable, and more juicy to those prospects who are trying to decide between you and the dozens of other speakers out there.
Yeah, I love it. That's great advice. One of the things you do, too, is you give back. You have the Wingman Foundation. Tell us about that, because that is definitely part of your story, too.
So this is a foundation for veterans and their families in need. I give to other nonprofits who have viable charities and who need income and funds and awareness for the people they serve. For example, I gave to Higher Heroes. I've given to Wounded Warriors, a bunch of different other folks, organizations. I put an event together a few years ago called The Ultimate Wingman. My twin brother and I put it together, and we had around 300 folks in Atlanta, Georgia. We recognized and rewarded a few, 3 to 4 unsung heroes in the military and or their families who were doing amazing things, serving the communities, et cetera. And we had, it was a beautiful event, plated dinner, three screens on the stage. I lost like 5 years out of my life because it was such a pain in the rear to run. Gave me a great appreciation of what our meeting planners have to go through. And so I write checks and do a lot of things behind the scenes, and I've been on CNN and Fox News just talking about this, and it's been a lot of fun giving back.
All right, perfect place to end this. Waldo Waldman, thank you so much.
I want to share one thing. Remember, we don't need to give back just through nonprofits. We do it coaching each other, spending time on the phone, helping out our NSA peers. So put your time in behind the scenes, NSA Wingman, and you'll get a better reputation as well. God bless you.
What a treat to catch up with Waldo Waldman. You know, if you look him up, you'll see it. But imagine all those flights in F-16. And he's right. He talked about having claustrophobia. He had a strange accident, or he's had a weird accident, a diving accident. This happens. A scuba mask broke while he was descending on a dive, and he got severe claustrophobia as a result of it, but he overcame that, and then he continued to fly for the rest of his years on duty. I used to be a scuba diver, so if anyone knows about diving, that's amazing to overcome that. I was always worried about that in descending in the mask, and they would talk about what would happen and what you had to do. But anyway, he then was in the Air Force Reserves. He talked about that a little bit, and then he eventually retired with over 2,600, specifically 2,650 flight hours and 65 combat missions. So, and then got his MBA while he was in the Air Force and started working, as he said, in the sales department of a technology company when he retired, and he went on to work for commission at a mergers and acquisition firm before he went into his own deal of Wingman Enterprises. So it's good. He fits into lots of different categories, including It's Your Business. Again, what a treat to catch up with Waldo Waldman. There you go. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.